Oh, yeah.
All right.
And the kid looks amazing. All right, folks. Now we're going to hear them live. And what's the next song you're going to play?
Well, you know, we did a fast song that was Elvis's kind of hit record there, That's All Right, Mama. Now we're going to go into the kind of the movies. And this was his first movie for the loyal Elvis fans, the true Elvis fans, if you remember that. Elvis unfortunately died at the end of the movie, and the people at the movie theater, the girls just went ballistic. And yeah, it was just, they loved Elvis, man. It was Elvis mania. So we're going to do the theme song here, and it goes something like this.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart. For it's there that I belong, and will never part. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. When at last my dreams come true, darling, this I know, happiness will follow you everywhere you go. Oh, love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I keep forgetting that line, that famous line. Everyone tells me after every show or every song, someone yelled in the back, you forgot that famous line after a song. What? Thank you very much. Yeah, but you're not doing the Elvis version.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyway, so.
Don, you try.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Where's Dean Martin?
Right,
when the way. Moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Anyway.
All right. Tell me about this fundraiser show.
Well, you know what? This is literally a week after Pendleton. And, you know, we talked about this. This is a good friend of mine, Sue, the mom. What a story. And what a sad story. But it's triumphant. It's justice. And I know she's going to be on here probably seeing this now or later. So she had a son that graduated and all that stuff. And his name was his name is Jesse. And just graduated. He was on his way doing big things. They went and did the prom or the whatever. And as a typical teen and all that stuff, celebrating graduation, you go and have a few drinks. And so he was with his friends, had a few drinks. I think he got a little whatever. And whatever, he was celebrating. I guess during the night, it was a late night, whatever. And he was going home. Correct me if I'm wrong, Sue, but if he was going home and he kind of stumbled through someone's yard, and this neighbor, this person that he thought was, you know, intruder trying to attack or break in, but he was just kind of minding his own business and whatever, and he did some damage to him, and it was very tragic. I don't want to get in detail, but it basically just it took most of his mobility. And put him in a wheelchair, basically. And it was so sad. You know, he had kind of an indent in his head. They had to go and do surgery, and he was in a coma and everything for, I think, a month. And they thought he was going to go. Like, he thought he wasn't going to make it. But he was a fighter. Jesse's a fighter. And he's still kicking. This was in 2016. So here we are almost 10 years later. So he's fighting. He's doing good. But it's just, it's sad because of his, you know, unfortunate lack of mobility in his life. So Sue, the mom, was working. She had to basically quit her job. Actually was let go. And so she's a stay-at-home mom and basically taking care of her only son. And it's just sad. And, you know, as you know, medical bills and everything adds up. And it's hard. I think our medical system is not, you know, unfortunately the greatest. So Sue just had to fight. And so she's doing a GoFundMe. And I saw this and I was very touched by it. And there was a good promo video that she just did on the news about a couple months ago. And I saw it early in the year. And that right there just kind of put a smirk. I said, you know, and I talked to Don and I said, what if we did a fundraiser show? I don't know how we're going to do it money wise to get a venue or a hall or whatever. But if we can talk to Sue about it and see if we can work it out. And we talked to her and we just planned it over the phone. And we just talked and said, and she went and found a hall that she knows connections of, and we started just planning that. And then Don made this card, and I made the poster, but he made the card, and we get a promotion. And it's going to be a ticket event. It's going to be a show. It's going to be myself doing the Elvis and maybe Variety, and then you're going to do your whole KISS stuff. Yeah. And, you know, it's $30 a ticket, but we're going to basically, all that's going to go towards Jesse and the GoFundMe and all that stuff. So it's going to be a good cause and everything, and we want to kind of give back. And usually when you do this kind of stuff, it makes you feel good inside because, you know, you're giving back, and you're giving back to someone that definitely is in need and needs that care. So, so that's why we're doing it. And we're doing it for a good person that has a heart of gold and has went through so much, him and his mom and everything. So we're going to do this. And so it's, people are saying where and when. It's at the Moccasin Square Gardens. It's going to be at the address is 357 Chief Alex Thomas Way in Kamloops. So it is in the Okanagan because that's where they are. Listen, if you can't make it, you could still go find Sue on Facebook, Sue Simpson, and she can go, you go on there, text her. You'll know it's her. She's got pictures of her son. And then there's a GoFundMe link in her Facebook. If you can't make it, love to do a donation for her. That would mean the world to her. So, but we're going to be doing a live show there on July 5th, Saturday, July 5th, 5 to 9. Doors open at 4. Again, $30 for tickets. There's going to be some raffling draws and giveaways and all that stuff. So all this is going to go towards Jesse's, you know, fundraising for his medical bills and everything, GoFundMe. So it's going to be fun. So, all right. So
yeah, and if I can just interject, I'll be also in Kamloops this Saturday. There's a vinyl show going on, a record collector show going on in Kamloops. And when I take a table to sell my solo albums, because I write and record original music and press vinyl, I usually hand out a card to people that pass by my table to interact with them and, you know, make a sales pitch, basically. But this card, it's a hockey card. It's a hockey trading card that I've done for this for Jesse's birthday. So I'll be curious to hand this out to all the people at the vinyl show, and we'll talk about it. And I usually interact with about 150 people through the course of the day, you know, so it's always fun. But I'll be looking forward to this Saturday doing the show and just getting the card out and letting people know about what's happening down the road.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay, and we're going to play a song from your Love Songs from the Lower East Side. Tell me about it.
Isn't that kind of an ironic statement? Love Songs from the Lower East Side. That's the title of my record, Love Songs from the Lower East Side. I think I have a special affection for the Lower East Side. I think the people down there are great. I've spent a lot of time down there over the years. And so, I mean, as I stated to you earlier, DJ Mitty, it's really a love song to the city of Vancouver. But, you know, you write some songs and you're looking for a title. It's a picture of Gastown. There's the rotating restaurant. So there it is. Yeah, so.
That's right. We're playing vinyl on CJSF.
Oh, yeah. Do we need...
All right, so who can whistle?
Oh, I can't whistle. That's crap. That's I don't know.
Thank you. Who whistled that?
Gail, can you whistle?
Nope.
Well, I can. There you go. All right, you got some more gigs coming up.
Yeah, no, so right after Pentaton, I mean, we had this amazing cause, this fundraiser and all that stuff. Yeah, I'm going to be going up the Okanagan a few times, so anyone that's in the Okanagan area, I'm going to be up after this here on July 5th. So it'll be Pentaton end of June, July 5th for Jesse's fundraiser. And then I'm going to be also up, we didn't mention it, the West Kelowna Car Show, mm-hmm. The World of Wheels. I was there last year. Oh, my God. That was something else, wasn't it, Gail?
It was.
And it was with my band last year. It was off and on, rain and shine and everything. And when we got up, like before we got up, it was stopped and everything. And the minute me and my band hit the stage, it was raining. And I remember I was wearing the Aloha, the white suit and everything, and my hair was just coming down. And I freshly dyed my hair a few days before.
So black dye?
I looked like Bloody Mary. Anyway, so it was really something else. So at that point, I just said, heck with it. And I'm just waving my hair. And I remember after the show, there's black dots on my suit. I'm like, so I'm washing it. She's washing it. Gail's washing it. She's doing the aftermath of that. Uh-huh. So that was last year. I'm going up solo this year on July 19th. So that will be the World of Wheels car show. It's going to be a great time. A lot of cars, all that stuff. Weather permitted. It's at Shannon Lake in West Kelowna. So it's going to be a great time. And hoping weather is going to turn out good. So looking forward to that. I forgot to even mention too. Before Pentaton, I do a lot of these free shows in my area in Langley at Douglas Park, Spirit Square Stage. We got a show coming up. Don's on the card. He's going to open up with the Kiss. It's at the Spirit Square Stage in Langley on June 22nd, and it's 5 to 9. Bring a chair. Bring some snacks, drinks, and all that stuff. Family friendly. We're going to have a great time, and it's a free show. Also too, weather permitted too, because if it's raining, we're gonna have to cancel it. We canceled it last time, and that was not fun. But Don's gonna open up the show, and then I'm gonna be there. We're gonna have a friend from the Okanagan too that competes at the Elvis Festival, John Van Flack, mm-hmm. and he's a good friend of mine for years since I started coming up to Pentaton. And then one of the MCs and hosts at the Pentaton Elvis Festival, he's from Birch Bay. A good friend of ours, Dino Macris, and a great guy. Chris, great guy. They're both great guys. But to have these two be on the card, we upped the ante because it was just going to be me and Don. I thought, well, let's see if we can bring a couple more. And so they're coming in, and it's going to be a great time, a full show, all free. Come on now. It's going to be a great, great time. So that's June 22nd, 5 to 9. The car show, July 19th. I'm going to be in Alberta the following weekend after that. That's my first time in Alberta, Westlock, Alberta, for the Blue Sway Elvis Festival that's run by Trudy Taphorn. So I'm very honored she invited me for that. So we're going to be flying. I'm not really a big fan on the planes, but we're going to be flying. I'm leaving on the jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. So anyway, it's going to be a fun time. So I can't wait for that. And then back in the Okanagan on August, I believe, 6th. It's a Wednesday every year. It's their famous festival. If it's not Pentaton for the Elvis Festival, it's Peach Fest. Mm. Peach Fest is a big festival that they do. It's just about the peach, about the peaches. And they have live entertainment. And on the Wednesday, it's the starting day of it. It's a five-day thing. And I'm going to be there just for a half hour and all that stuff, being on the big stage and representing my friend and president from the Elvis Festival. Mike Schell got a hold of me a few days ago and say, hey, we got a slot for you. You want to come in? You know, and I paid gig and whatever. And I was like, yeah, no, to get my foot in the door, let's go. I'd love to see Peach Fest. I've never been, so it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
And do you guys like peaches? do you like fruits?
I like
vitamin C.
Yeah, vitamin C. I like strawberries and mango and all that stuff and everything. I never tried peaches. I don't know. I think I have, and I was just like, it was a little sour, but yeah. No, I like my fair share of fruit, you know. So people are going to be like, no, But yeah.
Don, what do you like?
Well, I like high water content foods.
Mm-hmm. Watermelon?
Because it promotes regularity.
Mm-hmm.
Did I just say that? I'm sorry, John. We're trying to build up your brand, aren't we?
We're going to be going to Anton's after this.
Watermelon, oranges, you know, stuff like that. High water content foods, yeah. It's going to be a hot summer.
Yeah, right?
You know, when you're doing shows and stuff like that, you really have to eat properly through the course of the day to get to the show and get through it.
Right.
You don't eat.
Right.
You don't have a meal. So really, when we're talking about strawberries and bananas and high water content foods, you know, you have a salad for lunch. You don't have the buffet.
Yeah.
Because you're going on in 4 hours.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I remember one time a few years ago, I was really hydrated or something at a show, but I didn't eat anything. I think I did have one of these. And I just had that, but I didn't have no food. So when you have dairy and all that stuff, but it's just, it was not good. And then I remember having a Paralyzer.
Mm.
So when you have that, the cream and everything, but you don't have anything in your system, the energy drops. I remember I was really lightheaded. Puked and all that stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't digest well.
No. So I learned my lesson. Yeah. So, I mean, this is a treat, but I rarely try to have one. I rarely do not have these before a show. I don't eat before a few hours now and all that stuff. And I'm right now, recently, since leading up to Pentiton, I'm watching my weight and all that stuff. So I have lost a few pounds. So,
it's funny that the music industry is one of the rare jobs where you're allowed to drink on the job. You can have a bottle of beer on your amp. You can have a rye and Coke sitting at the base of the music stand. But really, for me and all my life, I don't drink when I play.
Yeah.
I've got a glass of water and usually a glass of pop because I want the sugar and the caffeine to kind of boost me through the show. But that's really what you're doing. You're working to stay energized and hydrated, and then you put on the show of your life. We're not standing there waiting at a bus stop.
No.
I mean, this guy puts on a high-energy show. And it's really fun to watch, but I'll tell you, man, you come off stage, and I gave him a hug one day after the show, and the shirt was soaked.
Yeah,
you know, and I mean, it's just it's hard a work. Great weight loss program.
But you're right. You know, I'll do the same too. I'll have a water, and I'll have like a Diet Coke or a Coke, whatever, just because my sugar levels go down after you perform, because you do get dizzy with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I have just one Coke for the night, whatever, just to bump up my sugars, because when you don't eat a few hours before and then whatever, so you just, and then after, that's the problem, is that, you know, people judge with, not saying names, but there's people that judge me with, well, you look like you gained a few pounds, you know, and all that stuff. It's like, guys, come on now. In this business, you know, you don't eat before the show because you don't want to, you know, belch or whatever and all that stuff, or you don't want anything like that. So you wait. But then after the show, and the adrenaline wears off, you're hungry, and you don't want to cook anything after. You don't want to cook anything at home, so where do you go? At 11 o'clock at night, there's not really a lot of things open, so except McDonald's, Wendy's, maybe the odd Subway or Chipotle. But other than that, it's that, and so yeah, you sometimes just stop there and all that stuff. And it's been hard. So I've been trying to meal prep too, and all that stuff, and try to eat healthy.
Isn't
so
that crazy, yeah.
But that's the thing, man. Yeah. That's how it is, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. All right. We only have a few minutes here, guys.
Oh boy.
Any shout-outs before we end?
Well, like I said, you know, first off, Linda, thank you so much. You know, I really, really appreciate it. You know, I know you're busy with so many guests that come on your show, so it's really good that you can plug us in, even if it's a half hour or an hour. So I appreciate it, and we definitely appreciate you and all that stuff.
You.
So, and love to come back again.
Love you.
And people on Facebook or on the live here on the radio, come see us. Come see us at the park, Douglas Park on the 22nd. If you've got nothing to do, there's still tickets. Listen, the Pentiton Elvis Festival, there's pre-party and after-party tickets. They're all pretty much sold. They're sold out. But at the park, you can get tickets right there at the gate at Gyro Park in Pentiton. So it's a 3-day thing right there. So if you an Elvis fan or not, or you just like Pentiton, you want to get a nice little vacation on that weekend at the end of June here, I encourage you to come out, because if you've never been to the Elvis Festival in Pentiton, you will love it and you would want to come back. So come check us out. We'll be there on the big stage at Gyro, and we'll find out who will take the gold and head to Memphis. So,
yes.
But all the best to all the the
contestants.
It's a thrill. It's just and at the end of the day, we're there to keep Elvis's memory alive.
That's
so
right. And we wish you luck.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam
East Van.
Yeah, baby. And tell us about your last song.
Oh, the last song. Well, the last song is another hit back in 1956, and again, we're winging it. So here we go. Let's do it. You'll know it.
You get to start it off.
Yeah. Well, since my baby left me, I'll find a new place for 12. He's standing in the lonely street, your heartbreak will tell one babe. I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I can die. Well, the lover's always crowded. You're still finding some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry that will groom my babe. I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely, they can die. Well, now if you're maybe leading, you got a place to dwell. Just take the one that lonely street to heartbreak hotel. I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely. Help me, you're so lonely, they can die. Solo! Was crying, you signifying some room from broken hearted lovers to cry there in the groom. I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely, they can die. One more. Well, now if your baby leaves you, you got a place to dwell. Just take the one along the street to heartbreak hotel. I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely, they can die. What do we say? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. There you go. Woo! See, I got it.
Johnny Elvis, Johnny Errol, Aaron Presley, and Gail. Awesome. Thank you so much, everyone. Well, since my baby left, we'll catch you all next week. This is DJ Betty.
Thank you, Linda.
Signing out.
Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be. I'll be so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, they could die. Now the bellhop's tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on lonely street, they'll never, never look back and think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, and they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down lonely street to heartbreak hotel, where you will be. You're so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. So lonely, baby.